Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Just finished Monday's show. We're back here after the show's over. Turn the mics on and letting it roll. I got a text just now that says, "Does Mike D still have a girlfriend? How's that going?" Mike D is, he writes all the games. He stands over beside me, like hands me news stories, like kind of predicts where I'm going during the show. And it's his first ever girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
You guys have now been together how long?
10 months.
Wow.
That's flown by. It seems like yesterday he just started dating her.
And you're her first ever boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she came to town?
Yeah, she was here the whole weekend.
Do you pay and fly her to town?
I do, yeah.
Look at you.
Baller.
I love that.
Yeah. You're like, hey, baby, I got you.
I got you, yeah.
Get on the privy, as Lunchbox would say.
No, that's right. Oh, does he say privy or PJ?
Oh,
no, privy. I don't know what PJ is.
Hey, can I ask the question?
Hold on. You can ask whatever you want. Let's just say. So I just saw you two on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, because Mike D and I are together all the time. If I'm traveling, he's with me. But we haven't been traveling the last few weekends.
No,
and
we've been home.
I saw you with her, and I was like, I wonder where he is. I don't even bother him. I'm like, I'm going to let the guy live his life.
Good.
Let him and his girlfriend. Have you met her parents yet?
I have not.
Huh. Oh. 10 months. It's probably.
Has she met yours?
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
Y'all.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah.
We're purposely not doing that?
She mentioned me going to meet her parents at one point, and I was like, I don't think I'm ready yet. So we still haven't.
Ooh, let me give you a bit of advice on this parent thing.
I also want to know why he's not ready.
Okay, we'll start with Amy's. Go ahead. Why aren't you ready?
I just take that really seriously, and in my family, you don't go meet somebody's parents until you're ready to get married. So you're saying, hey, this is the person I'm going to marry.
Good God.
Yeah.
What?
Just to meet the parents. Okay, here's my advice. Don't make it a deal, because if you make it a deal, it's going to be a huge deal. Like, they're just humans. You can meet them. Don't go stay with them. Don't go spend a month with them. Don't go to summer in the Cape with them, whatever the F that means.
Cape Cod?
I don't know. Huh. I just see that on TV shows. Like, did you summer with them? That's why I always make that joke. You know, I used to summer there. Who has summered anywhere?
Yeah, only TV.
Only people on TV that are real housewives or something. But, it's not a... Okay, let me ask you this question. If you were somewhere and they walked in with her at a restaurant, would you meet them or would you run away?
I would meet them. It'd be weird to run away.
Right. So it's not a big deal. As long as it's not a holiday where you have to spend the night there at their house,
mm-hmm.
just go meet them.
What's wrong with that? You can stay at their house, right?
He doesn't want it to be a big ordeal because then he has to marry her automatically. Apparently.
Wow.
Once they're together.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, yeah.
I do.
Well,
all right, there it is.
My advice would be, as someone who's been weirded out about that too, you just go, just meet them. It's not a big deal. Sometimes I meet them early because then who cares? It's not an issue later on. Anyway, that's my advice. But you've never had a girlfriend.
No.
So I say, meet the parents. Amy?
Yeah, meet the parents. Like, I always was all about meeting the parents, like, second day.
Sometimes I would date the parents before the person.
Yeah. I'd meet the parents before I met the kid. Or this boy.
Whoa.
Or the man.
Or the man. It's been a while.
It's weird.
I was a kid. Last time I dated, I was a kid.
That's not true.
I was in college. Like, I was
That's
young.
Not true.
Okay. I was 20.
Okay, that's an adult. Thank you.
Yeah. Mike D, so whenever, you know, you guys get together now, do you guys sleep in the same bed?
Why do you act so weird?
No,
why do you
last time we heard
that. But why do you ask creepily? First of all, he doesn't have to answer any question he doesn't want to.
No, because this
Secondly,
is her life too.
I would be not wanting to answer any question that you talked in that tone with. Even if you were like, hey, so you checked the mail this morning or no? I'd be like, no, I'm not answering that, you
just
perv.
Just be normal about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
What time did you wake up this morning?
It's his first girlfriend, so I'm trying to be gentle. I'm trying to be nice. Like, I'm trying to...
You shouldn't be gentle with him for any reason.
All right, then, you sleeping with her or what?
What? You cannot ask that.
You just told me
not to
be nice.
That's not a way to ask. Who cares? This is his business.
Wow. So I get yelled at for one way, and then I get yelled at for asking another way.
You could just ask, like, Mike D, is she staying at the house now?
Yeah, you could have let into that.
Yeah, you don't have to say, are you sleeping with her yet?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to lead
it. You wouldn't even ask me that. You'd be like, hey, are you banging her? You'd never even ask me that.
No, I tried to lead into it comfortably, but you guys got on me about my tone of voice.
But Eddie had a good point. All you have to say is, like, did she stay in a hotel? Or
okay, did she stay at a hotel?
No.
All right. Did you share covers?
No.
There you go.
No!
See, no. Now you're judging him.
See, why would he want to answer any question when you're
judging him? He feels judged.
You didn't make this a safe space for him.
You guys judged him about not meeting the parents and acting like it was
a
big deal if he said, I mean, I judged
him. He brought that up.
I know, but then you judged him for saying, whoa, dude, you're overreacting about.
But he opened the door for us to comment on his statement.
Right. And also, that's not as personal or intimate as where he's sleeping and if they shared covers.
Have you shared covers with her parents? Listen, yeah, you've been together 10 months. Mm-hmm. You feel like it's going pretty good?
Yeah, it feels really good.
She lives in Austin, though.
Yeah.
Has there been any talk of you guys moving to the same city?
Yeah.
Whoa. You haven't met the parents, but you're ready to move cities?
Well, he's clearly not going to move.
And you're not even sharing covers? Like,
covers does not have to be a thing, Mike.
But if you're going to move across the country, I mean, sharing covers is a big deal.
Amy didn't share covers with her husband until they got married.
Well.
But I know. And that came up on the podcast with my husband, and when I said it, like, he literally was like, I don't know if he's like, you know, I've said that on the radio, right? He got so uncomfortable. He's like, well, I didn't know we were going to go there. And I'm like, well, it's part of our story.
Did you call it sharing covers?
No. Okay. I think I was an adult and I said, like, we slept together, we waited till we married. And then I was like, why can't you talk about sex? Like, I used adult words.
Yeah.
And we were adults about it.
Did you use super adult words?
Sex?
No, like, enter.
No.
What? Oh, you're talking about going for it all.
No.
Like humping.
No. Oh my gosh.
Doing the grown up thing.
Okay.
Okay.
So you guys, when did she leave?
She left yesterday morning.
You gotta have her stay a little later, because Mike was at my house yesterday by like noon. And I was like, you're already here? She should be staying like another half day here.
Yeah, you got a full day, dude.
It's a direct
flight.
She
may need to get back and do things.
Like what?
She did have to get back and do things.
Like what?
See?
Well, she's in school right now. She had to get back to meet her project partner.
What's his name?
How good looking is he?
Is his name Mike?
Ooh, no.
Okay, so.
Wait, how old is your girl?
25.
She's still in school?
No way. Why do you judge so much?
Graduate school.
No, I was just asking.
What?
Graduate school.
Okay. I mean, 25, you know, usually they're out of school by then. That's why I was asking. Maybe she's a non-traditional student. I don't know. You guys, you have to ask questions. Just because I ask a question does not mean I'm judging.
It's tone. It's always tone.
That would be it.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's still in school? And we're like, relax. Why are you judging me?
Tone. I'm just saying, because I got out of college at 21, so I'm just
asking. You still haven't even graduated. If you went back right now, you would be non-traditional.
You'd be
way
non-traditional.
Like, go for it. Like, I'm all about it.
I just ask questions, and you guys freak out.
Okay, no. Anything else, Mike D? I
think that's it.
So you haven't met the parents. Are you going to meet the parents soon, do you think? Or are you going to wait until you can't wait 3 years to meet the parents.
No.
If you're spending that much time with someone, like, and you're that personally involved, then you should be involved in the other things that are important to them, too, like her parents. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're together a year or 2 years and you guys are spending a lot of your time together, I think you owe it to them to let them see who they're spending all their daughter is, like, investing their time in.
When does she graduate?
In 2 years.
Oh, well, she can't move cities. I mean, I'm so lost on this. But yeah, so I was going to say, you need to meet him before she graduates, because it's going to be awkward at the graduation. But Bobby's right. If she's flying across the country to see you, I think her parents would like to know, who is this dude and can I trust him?
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you say the L word?
I have, yeah.
Ooh. That's you.
You know what, Lunchbox? You asked that with a pretty good tone that we didn't even stop you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, idiot, do you say the L? We'd have been like, Lunchbox, relax.
Yeah, and then he'll be like, yes, and you go, what?
But instead you said, do you say the L word?
So how'd you slide that in?
What?
The L word.
She said it first.
Oh!
Okay.
Through text or like talk?
No, in person.
Through emoji.
And then, how did you respond? Way. Did you say it right away?
Where did you say it? Yeah. Were you under the covers?
Were you? No. Did you do like Bobby and say, well, thank you?
No, it's funny because I went to Austin for a weekend, and we kind of had like both intention of saying it that weekend without even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of
How long ago?
It was like a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah. But she said it first, though.
Like, were you at dinner? Like, did you show up at her apartment when you got off the plane? Like, let's hear about it.
Yeah, I was at her apartment right after I landed.
And then you just go, hey.
No, she said it.
Oh, she just goes, hey. I just want you
to. She was like, I'm going
to
say something.
Oh, what? It's like a thing, like a proclamation.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You don't have to say it back or freak out or anything. And then as soon as she said it, I said it too.
And then?
Did y'all cry?
Stop, y'all.
Because I'm about
Eddie
to cry.
Eddie goes to cry, and Lunchbox goes to hump.
Oh, like, gosh.
And then he's already said that.
I went
do
to
that.
Like, they probably went to eat.
Because they got hungry after they said it?
Me, I thought they both vomited. Okay.
That's great, Mike.
Yeah. We're happy for
that's
you.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
They're going to get married, guys.
There's going to be some little Mikeys.
I don't know that they're going to get married. It's their first relationship.
That's why they're going to get married.
I would hold off on that.
Bobby, why are you being cynical?
Because it's the first relationship.
But they're mature. It's actually good they've waited to enter into a relationship once they're both adults and mature.
No, like, I agree.
They don't have baggage from other relationships.
No, I don't think baggage is bad, though.
I think it's
experience
bad.
Is good.
Baggage okay, is true. Knowledge. Baggage true. Is just you know what you want.
That's a good point.
Well, let's ask Mike. Mike, are you going to marry her?
Who cares about his idea? Listen. Here's
no, he can't. No. Have does you she guys listen?
What?
Does she listen
excuse
to the
me?
Show?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
What's that? What's that?
What?
What? Tammy's son.
What?
Does she listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
She listens back on podcast.
Have you guys talked about marriage?
This past weekend we did.
Whoa! Like what? My goodness!
Because of the situation we're in.
Like the distance?
Yeah, you have to think ahead because we talked about the possibility of her moving here. Like, what would that look like?
What?
So does she, oh,
and
so,
it's,
and what so when y'all talk like? About that, do y'all talk about if either of you want kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you talk about what college you want them to go to? Like, guys, we're getting way ahead of it. Like,
guys, they had these conversations.
No, these are serious. You need to know because you would break up. Like, this is stuff. If Mike D was like, I want five kids, and she's like, actually, I want none, then that could be the deal breaker. You have to talk about kids.
I think because of the situation we're in, where there's the distance. We have to kind of have the bigger conversations like early on a little bit.
Could she go to graduate school in Nashville?
No.
Okay. So lunch is right. We're 2 years away from that. Hmm. Would you leave the Bobby Bone Show for
it's a good question.
Her?
For love.
I don't think either of us would change our like our career
path.
She's
listening.
Okay.
But he must have already had the talk with her.
Yeah. Have you looked at rings?
No.
Wow. This interesting point, Bones. Has she asked like, hey, would you leave your job for me?
No.
Oh. Would you?
No.
Well, she wouldn't make me.
You just said
I wouldn't make her
play
college.
But would you guys get engaged through distance and then plan to get married once she was done?
I don't know. That's tough.
But you didn't say no.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, if they're together another year, he could propose. Right. You could be engaged and not live together.
Correct.
Well, based on the information we've just been given, they're 2 years away from any sort of commitment beyond where they are.
Not true.
She could drop out of grad school like that.
Or they could get engaged.
I said based on the information given.
No, I'm still basing on the information given.
Hmm.
They could live this life for 2 years. There are people that are married that have to spend 2 years apart because of a job for a while.
Oh, I agree, but he's not. He doesn't see that
as a
possibility.
But Mike could get fired too, guys. I mean,
Mike could get fired.
Yeah.
Oh, but I could see Bobby firing you for love. Like,
for love.
For you to have love. Like, you, that's the type of friend sometimes too Bobby can be is like, this, it sucks for me to lose you, but this is going to be better for you in the long run, and I don't want to keep you from happiness. So,
that's what I did with my last girlfriend.
Spread your wings.
Yeesh.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this sucks for me, but you got to go do this. Yep. The one in Austin, when I left, I was like, when I moved here, I was like, listen, I didn't want to break up.
I still wonder sometimes if y'all could get back together, but it's weird with me to
you
spend
know how
time
it's
thinking
like
about that.
Illegal to like fire someone for like, non-good reasons. Like, does this fall into that category? Like
for love?
Bobby fired me because he wanted me to get married.
Sorry, I got to let you go.
I have to put that on my resume.
Love.
Why did you get fired from your last job, Mike? My boss wanted me to get married for love.
I get that. Two relationships. Well, I guess
no,
three.
It's like 3 or.
But yes, I moved here and thought, I'm not making her move here because I know how I am. I'm going to be an idiot and screw this up, so you're not allowed to come. So we break up. And then my last one too was like, yeah, you gotta have a career. And I'm not gonna pee. I'm like, and it sucked for me. Don't be me, Mike. You got to watch a case study in a head case. Don't be me. Grab it. Run with it. You're fired. Got it.
You're fired. Yeah.
Talk me right into it. All right, but it's going good?
Yeah, it's going good.
All right. Lunchbox, any other questions for Mike D?
Man, we already got the hard hitting ones, so I get in trouble if I ask anything else.
No, you did ask other questions and you didn't get in trouble. It's just always like when you're like, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, good point. Dang, dude.
Like they always say, you can get more flies without sexual sounds than you can with vinegar.
Really?
Yes.
They say that?
Yeah.
I thought flies were attracted to vinegar.
That's a new one. No, that's honey. All right. Anything else before we wrap this up? Amy?
No, I'm good.
I like your leather jacket today. Very motorcycle-y.
Thanks. You've never noticed it before. I wear it.
Maybe it's because you actually rode a motorcycle into work today.
No, I didn't ride my bike.
We do talk about coming up. Amy's son and I went and took a dance class together. We do talk about Morgan number two and I going to Casey Musgraves concert and then going out and dancing at the club later.
Till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And that a girl met up with you and that you danced with girls.
I danced with everybody.
Okay.
Amy, don't ruin everything.
Oh. Well, I'm
coming up.
No, but I danced with everybody.
Yeah.
Although I really
there were times of the night where Bobby was dancing with girls, and then there was definitely times where Bobby was one of the girls. We learned
I felt like I was one of the girls most of the night.
Yeah.
Because I really wasn't like bending anybody over and grinding on them, right?
Who does that?
No, you weren't doing that. Well, you were one of the girls.
I was one. Yeah, like we just danced in a group.
Is that a thing?
Well, when the girl got there that I knew we were dancing together.
And that's when you...
Okay.
Like, what was that? But that was mostly like, I was just trying to dance, but then, you know, it's late.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens when it's late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing good.
You get all crazy.
Nothing good.
Nothing good.
Nothing good.
Are you losing weight again?
Easy. Why? No, what do you think that for?
You don't tell another person that.
Why do you ask that question?
No, I just didn't know because on Saturday when you came to the house, you looked really skinny and then you asked if you could have a banana and you ate like two bites and then threw it away.
Oh,
and
I was like, Bones, don't do that.
Why are you noticing things like that?
He's doing that thing where he's like taking a bite and throwing it away and I'm just making sure that you're
good. I had like three quarters of it and then I was done because I had to go.
Depending on how big your bites are, that could basically be a bite or two. It was a big banana, too. He barely ate it.
Yeah.
Like,
why am I being judged right now for the size of my banana?
No, he was
going
to go throw it away.
Right, huh?
I think he didn't want me to even know.
He
was going to go throw it away. And I was like, I'll get it. I'll throw it away. And I was expecting a banana peel. And then he came back. I thought about cutting it up and putting it in the freezer and saving it for smoothies. I was like, but then I thought he might think that's weird. Because I eat his leftover food or drink his leftover water that he leaves. But he doesn't know that I do it. And... I don't know. I'm just making sure that you're okay.
I just hate being judged by the size of my banana everywhere I go.
Man,
it was a huge banana. It was a small banana.
Right.
I know if given the option of a spotted banana or a non-spotted banana, Bobby is going to choose the non-spotted. We're all different.
There are all different kinds of bananas. And that's
shouldn't
the
we all choose
thing,
the non-spotted
yes.
one? Just
oh, I choose the spotted
There's
one.
There's a banana for everyone.
Easier to digest.
Oh boy.
All right, we're done with this show. Here we go. Here's Monday's show. Thank you very much.
And it's sweeter.
What's that?
It's true.
Excuse me?
What?
What? What?
What?
What? How about that?
How about that?
There it is. All right, here's today's show. Thank you. Away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Monday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey. Amy, your daughter's been sick. You were talking about the Neosporin in the nose, which I'd never heard of before.
Yes. So people were like, oh, you need... Because I was saying how I quarantined her and I didn't really want to be around her. And some moms were mom-shaming me for it. Like, I'm not a good mom. And
well,
I need to make
bit.
Sacrifices for kids.
I kind of understood that mom-shaming. And I don't like mom-shaming very much.
No. They were like, your daughter needs cuddles right now. This is the time. And I'm like, no, she doesn't want to cuddle with me. Trust me. Like, she's 11. You don't know her personality. She doesn't need cuddles. If she was like begging for me or needed me, I would be
you
there
consider
for her. I would be there for her. I promise.
But last week it was funny because Amy was like, I just throw her food upstairs.
Yeah. Or I leave it at
sick.
The stairs and I yell, there's rice on the steps.
Yeah.
Love you. Sorry you're sick. But she's up there watching Netflix and making bracelets. Like, she's fine. So anyway, some people were like, hey, if you want to interact with her, just put a bunch of Neosporin up in your nose. In my nose.
Yeah.
To prevent any germs from going, like breathing it. And I was like, oh, wow. So I Google it and everyone's talking about it. Like, there's all these news articles. I'm thinking, okay, this is the real deal. I'm about to go, you know, snort Neosporin basically. And then I start clicking on stuff and realize, like, it's a wives' tale. Like, it doesn't work. But people still do it. Hospitals even do it. Nurses were even posting about how they do it. But when I read further into it, the best solution was to get a mask to wear. Like, don't Just get
you
one of those
something
little...
science has deemed as the best solution.
Yes. Yeah. You don't need to, like, you know, block your nasal
did you do the
cavity with Neosporin. No, because I did my research. Mm. And I bought the surgical masks, and that is what's... So anyway, if don't fall for that trick. Get the surgical mask. But it's everywhere.
Is that the new Momo challenge? To put Neosporin at the nose?
I don't think it's going to harm you like the Momo challenge would.
The Momo challenge isn't real, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Again, right? I saw another story where no one's ever... Actually, on Friday, Amy was talking about it in her pile.
Yeah.
No one's ever actually found a video. Are you talking about wives' tales?
Well, I did ask my wife. I'm like, have we seen this video? She's like, no, I haven't seen it.
Momo
we
challenge
haven't seen it,
is
but
like
it's going around.
They create like Peppa Pig, but it's like an evil Peppa Pig that tells you how to light your house on fire.
Right. Yes. But or create a gas leak.
Right. My point is...
Because you're the fire fairy.
There are
fairy.
All these stories, but no one's ever found one of the videos.
Oh, boy.
Not yet. Now people may create
well,
them.
Well, it's better... Listen, even if it's enough to scare parents into monitoring what their kids are watching on YouTube, then... Let's do it, because we should be paying more attention.
Okay.
I'm guilty of my son,
definitely. And the fact that us parents are talking about it, that's good. That's
yes.
what we need, communication.
Because the internet is a scary place.
But you guys
place.
Created a false hoax, is my
no,
point.
No, no, we didn't. Are you kidding?
But you were
it's
on the air screaming
over.
About it. Go
because
on.
I thought it was true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know.
Why are you defending this, but not the Neosporin? You,
I mean, yeah, well, I thought totally. That was true, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and also,
we're
know,
here. We're here.
Don't mom shame.
No, yeah. You're kind of funny last week when you were like, I don't even want to be near.
But
I don't
you
want to
understood
get sick.
Mom shaming me?
Yeah.
I clapped back at one on...
Yeah, oh boy. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
on,
a little bit.
On Instagram?
Yeah,
a
little bit. I was like, yeah, I get it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
Yeah, in New Orleans, a car hit a group of people on bikes. Two were killed, others were injured. The driver's been arrested, most likely was under the influence. In other news, tornadoes hit the South, Alabama, and Georgia. 23 people were killed by the bad storms, also tons of injuries. And finally, in California, rescuers found those missing sisters. It was an absolute miracle. The 5 and 8-year-old survived almost 2 days in the wilderness.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I saw a story over the weekend where a lot of Americans would still fail the citizenship test. This
oh,
is all
great.
Stuff we should know, but if you're trying to be a citizen of the country, you have to know. So they're like, people that aren't citizens know this better than we do because we take it all for granted.
Sure.
So only 4 out of 10 Americans could pass the U.S. citizenship exam. Not that's nail it, just pass it.
That's embarrassing.
Are you ready, Amy?
Yeah, great. Yeah.
What is the supreme law of the land?
What?
What's known as the supreme...
Love your neighbor.
No, the Constitution.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't define it as that, though.
She's like Dr. Seuss. Duh.
Duh, with the sidewalk ends.
All right, Lunchbox, who said, give me liberty or give me death?
Oh, that's easy. That's like, JFK.
Patrick Henry. Sorry.
Who?
Patrick
not even
Henry.
A president.
You got...
Well, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't
he
matter.
Still has quotes.
Eddie,
come on.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Ah, that's Thomas Jefferson.
There you go. You're on the board.
Eddie's the only American.
Amy.
Yeah.
These are all questions that are pulled from the citizenship test, the easiest of them.
Okay.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
9. Thank you.
Oh,
good job.
Lunchbox, what territory did the U.S. buy from France in 1803?
Oh, yeah, the Louisiana Purchase.
Correct.
Look at you!
Eddie, give me the date and year
what?
That the Declaration of Independence was adopted.
This is the date, the actual day?
I need the
day,
month,
Tuesday.
Year. No, no.
Nope.
Day, month, year. Go ahead.
July 4th, 1872.
Can we steal?
1776.
Yeah. Gosh.
Oh, that was a tough one.
What's the score? We got 1-1-1. Let's go one more round.
Oh, great. Oh, boy.
Amy.
Yes?
The idea of self-government. In the first 3 words of the Constitution, what are these words?
We the people.
There you go. Good.
Nice.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Who was the president during World War II and the Great Depression?
When was World War II? Like the 60s?
Mm,
maybe 50s?
Earlier.
40s. The Great Depression and World War II.
That would have to be JFK.
No, again. No.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Roosevelt.
Who?
Eddie.
FDR. Yeah.
What did Susan B. Anthony do?
She, yeah. She did she sewed the American flag.
That's Betsy
Bones.
Ross.
Underground Railroad.
No, that's Harriet Tubman. Never guess.
Dang, Amy, I was with you.
Thank
Amy.
You.
She fought for women's rights.
Oh, she's on, she is on a coin.
Susan B. Anthony.
Yes, she did.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. But Amy, you won, and you still wouldn't have passed the test. You get this anyway. Nobody would have passed.
Sad.
I am the only true American.
No,
here.
You would have failed the test too. You just happened to win the game.
No, I mean the Constitution one at the beginning. I would have gotten if I'd thought it out.
But you did it.
Everyone should love their neighbor.
Amy,
yeah,
I think we should change it now.
Love your neighbor.
It's really that simple.
Yeah. There you go. There she is. She wins.
Do we really need a bunch of rules if we're loving our neighbor?
Yeah, we love our country anyway.
Okay. Stop crushing candy. Make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Tell you about the 5-star rated puzzle game. It just gets better. It's better than all the other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game, and once you play it, I think you will agree. Trust me, when I say Best Fiends, it's just fun. Use your brain, solve thousands of fun puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game, or you want to try something new, go download Best Fiends right now. There's no other game like it. If I can't convince you, maybe the 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. Once you play it, you're going to love it. It's one of the reasons we love it. We play it on the show. Best Fiends, you don't need Wi-Fi to play. Perfect for traveling. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Best Fiends, friends without the R, Best Fiends. Stop crushing that candy and play a game that I think you'll love and we love here on the show. Best Fiends.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Did you find your morning wake-up song?
I did, and it's amazing.
What is it?
It's called Good Day by Nappy Roots, and it puts you in the best mood. Like, right when you hear it, you can't help but want to get out of bed happy.
Let's begin now.
Okay.
I like it.
Hey!
No, today, I just woke up, and I said, this. No, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said,
we're going to have a good day.
I like what kids say.
And all my homies gonna ride today.
That's right.
And all these homies look fly today. And all we want to do is get by today. Hey, we're going to have a good day.
That's good, huh?
Yes.
That is a good one. I recommended the show find a song to wake up to. Even if you're listening, you know, you can wake up to our show if you like us. But if you wake up to something that's like, get you moving a little bit, I tend to wake up a little faster, move a little easier. Eddie picked like...
Billie Holiday was dumb. I should have done that.
It's an old jazz song.
Yeah, she's like from the 40s or something.
Find a new one. Let us know. Speaking of music, I do have a nickname.
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
Which, by the way, tomorrow... I'm in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I go to the exhibit.
Wow.
I know.
That's yeah.
They put me in there, which is crazy. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm
going
to take the kids there.
Yeah.
Trip to the museum.
It'll be cool. All right, let's do this bit.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in 1978, Waylon and Willie had the number one country song, Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Did you know Waylon recorded it by himself first?
Yeah.
When he listened to the playback, he was like, it's missing something. So he mentioned to his producer that he thought the recording sounded flat, needed something to make it jump. And called Willie. Willie's like, yeah, I cut that with you. They released a whole duets album in 1978 called Waylon and Willie, by the way. And this song won a Grammy.
Cowboys like smoky old pool room. Clear mountain morning.
Willie's still singing them, man.
That'll do it right there.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night.
That's today, 1978, 41 years ago.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett performed two new songs on Saturday Night Live. First was Look What God Gave Her. Then the song Don't Threaten Me With a Good Time. Here's a clip.
Watch me set this night.
He sang that song with backup singers on the show, but the song will actually feature a little Big Town on his new album, Centerpoint Road, that drops May 31st. Jake Owen shared during our Friday morning conversation that Michael Ray and Carly Pierce asked him to sing his song Made For You at their wedding.
Michael came up and he's like, man, I don't know how to ask you this. Like, this is kind of weird, but he's like, Carly and I love that song. He's like, if you're in town, will you play it at our wedding?
Oh,
Kacey Musgraves brought out Brooks and Dunn during her Nashville show. They performed Neon Moon, the duet they do on Brooks and Dunn's upcoming reboot album. Here's that clip. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So imagine you're a teenage boy out skiing with a couple of your friends, and you go by the chairlift area, and you see a little boy dangling from the chairlift.
Wow.
Yeah, a little boy fell off the chair, and the man that was on the chairlift with him is like desperately trying to hold him to keep him from dropping. Well, a group of teen skiers, they went and got a netting, and they skied over underneath him, and they held the netting out so that the boy could drop, and it broke his fall.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
There's a lot of questions. How'd it happen? What about this adult with them? Like, why did...
Listen, the teen rescuers, they're going to be getting season passes to thank them for their help.
That's crazy, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Save the kid's life. And if I'm the kid, I'm still not letting go into the net. I'm still trying to get back up. That's only a last resort to fall. That's crazy, though. They were there. And
yeah.
All that happened. That's good news. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Honolulu, Hawaii. Jacob Maldonado was in court because he was on jury duty. So they're saying, oh, could he be on the jury? He stands up in the middle of it and goes, he's guilty, Your Honor!
Wow, that's funny. Because he didn't want to be on jury duty.
Because he didn't want to be on jury duty. And so
what do they do to him, though?
Works?
Is he in trouble?
He was arrested for contempt of court because that tainted all the juror members. So they all had to be dismissed, and he had to spend the night in jail.
Funny, though. What a great story.
Real
for
funny.
A single night in jail.
Yeah.
When I had to do jury duty, I went in, tried to do my civic duty, showed up, went through the whole process, had to leave the show early one day, and it was a hardcore crime where supposedly the dude, or allegedly, whatever the legal, I don't think supposedly is the legal term.
He's probably convicted by now.
Well, I don't know if he is or isn't.
Allegedly.
No
or
idea.
Not.
Got out of that case. Got out of the case.
Yeah.
But it was like held at gunpoint, and they were like, can anyone not do this? And I was like, I raised my hand. And I said, can't. Been held at gunpoint. Don't feel good about this. And they said, you're cut, sir. And I was like, all right. Came back home.
You should have done what this guy did.
You didn't need to.
I didn't need
guilty.
To. I really told the truth.
Yes, correct. You
fulfilled
did.
My civic duty.
Yes, you did.
But I also got a good seat. Like, they thought I was going to be a good juror. I had, like, the first seat, Amy. They put me in the first chair.
Yes, yeah, so you would have been
If it was banned, I'd have been first chair flute.
Yeah.
I was the foreman.
Yeah.
Yeah, foreman.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. And then if it had been a case that got big and like Netflix picked
gone.
It up.
Oh.
You know? You could have been on.
Yeah. I would equate that to being on The Bachelor. Like, you don't want to be known for being a juror.
Oh.
Like, do you know any of the OJ jurors? No.
No.
We don't know them.
Well, some of them have been able to write books.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I just made that name up.
Okay, I was like, wow, you know
one? And name one who's written a book that was a big book.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Marsha Clark.
She was an attorney.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Time for our trivia game, Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, you'll get three questions that dudes would know for the most part.
Okay.
Let's see how you do. Question number one. On what part of your car would you find a valve stem? Excuse me, a valve stem. On what part of your car would you find a valve stem?
Oh, the gas tank.
No, I'm sorry. Lunchbox, you can steal.
Oh, yeah, it's the engine.
No, I'm sorry. It's a tire. It's the thing you put the air into.
Oh, the air valve.
The valve stem. Okay. Yes.
That makes sense because it sticks out of the tire for you to stick the valve in.
There you go. Amy, last week, Jason Witten announced he's coming out of retirement to return to the NFL.
Oh, Jason.
What team does Jason Witten play for?
Jason Witten. Jason Witten plays for the Cowboys. Shut up!
Yes.
Yeah! Yes!
Good one, Amy.
Please wait till she says final answer. She usually talks herself out of
that. No, that was final.
That's final. All right, let's go. Amy, your other question. Rubber, stone sledge, club, are all types of what? Rubber, stone sledge, club are all types of what?
Gamuts.
What's that?
I don't even know what that is.
Or what's that thing you, like a, it's like a wood, it has a thing and then the rubber on the end and you, a gallop?
A mallet.
That's it. Mallet.
Do you accept that?
That's it.
Because a mallet is a version of a hammer.
And I, yeah, that's what I'm, oh, is, if hammer's the answer, then I get it. Because that's what, I mean, I would
she
say something easy
hammer.
Like a hammer.
Yes, when she started doing the hammer
I said
motion.
It has a wooden yeah. stick and a thing. And what does a judge use?
A gavel.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a hammer.
Woo!
There you go. You get a hammer. The question I eliminated from it because it's too easy for you. John, this was one of your real questions. Johnny Manziel was kicked out of the Canadian Football League. What team did he play for in college?
Texas A&M.
Yeah, I didn't give you that one. That was too easy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
See, Lunch, he's fair. Lunch is rolling his eyes at the hammer.
Oh, the hammer was instead of the Texas A&M one. So
I know, but you gave it to me. Yeah. You can take the point away if people don't think it's fair.
No, here we go.
It's fair.
Go on to Lunchbox now. Name the procedure in which a solution is applied to the skin to remove top layers in order to prevent wrinkles.
Exfoliate.
No, that's incorrect. I'll read it again. Name the procedure in which a solution is applied to the skin to remove the top layers in order to prevent wrinkles.
I'm going with keyword solution here, so I'm going to say chemical peel.
Correct. These are questions that women would know. The Jonas Brothers made their return with new music last week. Name the three Jonas Brothers.
Nick, Kevin, and Joe.
Correct.
Wow.
What's the score?
It doesn't matter. Amy won.
Oh, well, let's do one more anyway. Scott Foley stars in the new ABC drama Whiskey Cavalier. His most recent TV role before this was on what other ABC show?
I've never heard of that name in my life.
Scott Foley.
Desperate Housewives.
No, do you know?
Yeah. Hold on. It's Saturday. No, it's that girl. It's, oh my gosh, Jennifer Love Hewitt is in it.
No, it's Scandal. He was her like boyfriend.
Oh,
the
yeah.
guy that yeah, you didn't yeah. know either.
No, now sorry, my brain was thinking about a TV show back in the day, but yes, Scandal.
The other girl is from Walking Dead. It's Maggie from Walking Dead. Did you see that? All right. Well, what's the score? 3-1. Amy's our winner today,
right.
And she stays alive again. What is the what's the score overall? 9-6.
Coming in.
What was the score? 3-1.
Yeah.
Can you make the greatest comeback in show history?
Maybe. Lunchbox is good, but I don't know. No, he's, obviously.
Oddly good at the female questions.
Yes.
So much so that people thought it was rigged for a long time. And someone was tipping them off.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On Twitter, they were talking about movies that move people to tears, but not sad. Like, you watch it, and you're just so emotional because something happens in that movie. You know, what is it? Amy, you're first.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, that's such a good movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will Smith.
Yeah, because it's a true story. Everything about it just gives you the feels, and... Yeah, so that one.
That's a good one.
So good.
It was like 2.5 hours of a struggle.
Right.
And the whole time you're just like, oh, feel so bad. Then it's the end. Butterfly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a good one. That Will Smith is out of Suicide Squad. You see that? He pulled out the second one? Let's go to Mike D, who knows all the stuff about science fiction movies. Why did Will Smith pull out of Suicide Squad 2?
I think he doesn't think it's going to be any good because he got so much hate on the first one. So he's out.
He got a bunch of hate for that?
Yeah. Everybody said they hated that movie.
Oh, I didn't hate it. People just like to say they hate things. You can either love it, but it's much easier to hate it, and nobody wants to be meh about anything. You just go, that's pretty good. Because you know why? You don't get heard when you say that was pretty good. You get heard if you're on Facebook or Instagram going, I hate this. That's how people always want to get heard. All right, thank you, Mike D. I think mine would be Rudy. At the end of Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
When he gets in the game and the crowd's going, Rudy. And then he goes.
It's the best.
It's powerful.
Amazing.
So good.
Right?
Yes.
You've seen Rudy, right, Amy?
Yes.
Do you feel like...
Yes, good? I have all the feels for Rudy and like, yes.
Just for like different reasons.
The underdog. Yeah. I mean, I'm not into the football side of things, but it's not a... To me, that's not a football movie. It's so much bigger than that.
Yeah, I would agree it's bigger than that.
It's about life.
Yeah. And like, I played football, but only through high school. And I wonder if somebody who played in college would feel strongly... But like, Lunchbox never played football, but he still is a football guy.
Yeah.
Right.
I would go Rudy. Lunchbox?
I have to go Remember the Titans. I mean, it is all about bringing a community together and overcoming the odds and integration and just like standing up for what you believe in. I mean, there is one scene when two best friends in that movie and one guy takes a stand against his best friend and you're just like, wow. I mean, that movie is powerful.
That's a good one. Morgan, number two, what about you? What movie makes you really happy so much so that you get a little emotional?
It's Matilda. Have you guys heard of that movie?
Excuse me?
With Matilda? A little girl from Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah. I think she's from Mrs. Doubtfire, yeah.
Okay. I don't know that movie. You guys, okay. I'm listening.
Well, it's about this little girl and her journey. She has really bad parents, and then her teacher ends up adopting her at the end. It makes you laugh. It makes you angry. And then by the end, you're just so happy you cry.
How old is that movie? Should I watch that one or no?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Wow, came out in 96?
That's when you don't like
90% positive on Rotten
Tomatoes. I watched it growing up all the time.
Yeah. My daughter likes it.
Matilda. Mm-hmm. Eddie, do you have one?
Yeah, I'm going to go old school.
Go ahead.
Rocky. And Rocky 1. When he wins, spoiler alert, when he wins at the end and he goes, or maybe it's Rocky 2.
He doesn't win Rocky 1.
Adrian!
Yeah.
I did it! Like, that brings tears to my eyes every single time. And they play it probably once a month, twice a month now, still. It's so good.
You can go to our Facebook page and tell us what movie that you love so much. We're going to do a love here, Facebook people. And I'm not going to go look at it because Facebook puts me in a bad place.
Bad place. Don't go there.
But we're going to. But if you do want to go there, go to our Facebook page. What movie brings you to tears? Because it's so moving. Not sad, but it's so moving. Bobby Bone, come on. So what's the latest on your son and that girl he likes?
Man, she makes him so nervous. He's normally a ladies' man. Doesn't matter the age. I don't know her age. She's shorter than him. She could be small. I mean, I don't know. She could be 6 or 7. I don't know. But
is that a big difference at 8 and 6?
I don't know. No. We haven't really. We don't really think they're going to date or anything. Okay. So we just you know, talk with him about how when he gets nervous about going up to her. So you know, every time after dance class, he wants to go talk to her, and this time he got really nervous and he totally blew it. And then I recorded our conversation driving home because it's all he wanted to talk about.
It's her.
And he's like, I don't know what to do. And then so my husband's trying to like talk him through it.
Every time we say, all right, we just got to take one step forward.
I know, but I was scared.
Well, why? Well, you were fine.
I'm not going to give my love away.
Well, yeah, don't give your love away. But was her dad there? That was kind of scary.
Yeah.
That makes me a little nervous too.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's her dad.
What happened to your body when you saw her dad?
Not again.
What'd he say?
He said, not again, because he freezes. Oh. And he said to himself, he's like, oh, not again. Like, why am I freezing up? Because, you know, he has not had this issue with any other girl. So it's just really weird.
It's not, though, because I do the same thing.
He's perplexed. You hear it in his voice. And then when I talk to him about her, he knows. He's like, he's practicing not, because he says, I love you to every girl. This was the inspiration of my husband even coming on my podcast to talk about love and saying I love you, because he says I love you to everyone. So now he's practicing not loving everyone because he realizes that he doesn't need to just give his love away.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes. Yeah.
So he's like, I'm not just going to give my love away. He's like, but I really like her, but I can't talk to her. And you heard him. He goes, I'm scared.
Yeah, I know. I should have a talk with him. Oh.
You relate to that.
Well, listen. I can make people laugh. Like, I'm Mr. Charming until it's like someone that I'm like, oh, and I tighten up. It's like,
then you get scared.
Then I get scared. And then I'm like, not again. When my body freezes up.
Not again.
It's a whole thing. Okay, well, I'll talk about the dance class Amy Sutton took later
yes.
on.
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, I hope good luck. Good luck with her.
Well, yeah, no.
Would you let him go to the movies or anything together?
Oh, we would all go.
How old is he again?
Would be. No, we can't. We're not going on a date. Oh. But I mean, if.
Eight.
No.
Okay.
They can see each other at dance class and say hi, and that's it. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, heads up, all my stories have to do with food today.
Right.
And the first one is called the Cheesed Challenge.
Okay.
And basically, people are throwing slices of American cheese at babies' faces, and it sticks.
People are walking around, and they're getting videos of them cheesing babies. They see a baby, and they have cheese on them, and they take it, and they throw it, and it's
Lunchbox, you have to try this on
like
your baby.
It's going viral. It's like, it's totally happening. It's all challenge.
I just saw it.
Let me see it again.
But yeah,
you try to stick the cheese to your baby's face.
Right. If it doesn't successfully, first of all, it has to land on the face and it has to stick.
Yeah.
And it's only American cheese that sticks?
Because it's the stick. It's like
it's like your Kraft singles.
The singles, yeah.
Got it.
It's texture.
But some people are now, like, it started with a baby, but yeah, now I think I might try it on my kids. People are doing it on their toddlers, their pets.
I try it on my wife.
You can try it on any human. But yes! People are doing it to babies because babies don't know what's coming.
We can all do it. They're
poor
just
guys.
Sitting there, yeah. And then like, okay, so I have weird food combinations that people swear by, and I thought if y'all have any, you could share yours.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, strawberries and black pepper.
That sounds pretty good. I never thought about that.
I've done black pepper on a cantaloupe, and
yeah,
it's tasty.
Yeah, I think the fruity black pepper, that doesn't disgust me to hear it. What else?
Yeah, french fries with maple syrup.
Again, it's just salty sweet. I would never try it my own, but I'm not grossed out by it.
Vanilla ice cream with lemon juice.
Odd. And that's odd.
Ooh, it is odd.
Neither turned me off, but I would never think those two would go.
Y'all, this one, I think I'm going to have to try.
Okay.
Cheez-Its and craisins.
Oh. Ugh.
I don't like raisins.
I don't either.
I don't like cheez-Its.
I don't like raisins either, but I like craisins. They're different.
Cranberry raisins.
Oh. They're the more red ones, like the cranberry raisins.
Let me go back to these craisins.
Not all of them.
They're not raisins, they're cranberries.
You're right, dried cranberries.
Oh, okay. I could try that.
And Cheez-Its. Like, that sounds so... Yeah. Like, am I getting old? But that's the one that sounds good to me.
All right, what else?
Cheeto Puffs dipped in tomato soup, which...
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes, because I always loved a grilled cheese in tomato soup.
Yeah.
So that's like, I guess if you're lazy, you don't have time to make a grilled cheese, just...
Boy,
do
Cheeto
that.
Puffs were so good back
they're
in the day.
They're still so good.
Are they?
Yes.
I haven't had one in a long time.
I'll get you a bag.
No, because I'll eat the whole bag.
Do anybody here do anything weird?
Not really. I mean, I do with the nut. You talking about food? Or
I do pizza and ranch. Both.
Pizza and ranch. Yes.
Yeah.
Growing up, I don't do this anymore because I don't eat mac and cheese, but I would always put ketchup in my mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Swirl it up. Oh, so good.
I do something new.
What?
Because...
Oh, your cashew thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In my cupboard, I try not to keep junk food in the house, but I'll just go
pantry?
I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
What's a cupboard?
Either.
Yeah, it's
a pantry. Why are you hating them?
It's a pantry. Cupboard's where you have the plates and stuff in the cups.
I don't know. I just stick things on shelves. Okay?
You said it correctly, though. Cupboard.
So I go and I get it, and I don't have junk food, but I'm craving some junk food. So I dumped the no salt on the cashews either into a bowl, and then I went to my refrigerator. I was like, "What can I pour on them?" And I found the
Lady Cholula.
Cholula.
And I poured hot sauce all over them, and they were really good. That would be mine.
Your little concoction.
Yep.
Okay, and lastly, Lay's is releasing 3 new chips based on music, whatever that means, like the type of music. So the pop music one is Wavy Electric Lime and Sea Salt chips. The hip-hop one is Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle remix. And the classic rock one is Kettle Cooked Classic Beer Cheese. So I feel like...
Oh, that's funny. That one's kind of funny.
Right, beer and cheese, classic rock.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Funny.
So, you know, if you had to match your chip to country music, what would... I feel like
chicken fried steak with white gravy?
Yeah. Like I was going to say some sort of sausage and gravy or biscuit thing.
Oh, biscuits and gravy too. So much.
Didn't someone we know, someone we know in the music industry, their relative won the
Lay's
challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was...
And they did biscuits and gravy,
I think.
A
management company. They sure did.
Wow, we kind of know someone who knows someone who won this. Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last summer, a family in South Carolina came home and their dog had gotten out of the backyard and they haven't seen the dog for over 8 months.
Wow.
They got a call this week from an officer that was doing patrol, found a dog eating out of the trash can, grabbed the dog, took it to the vet, scanned it, the family dog.
8 months ago, huh?
Yep, wow. Just wandering around.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the dog's back home, roof, roof.
Think about the relief that family gets. That their dog is... One, they know where it is. Because I had lost my dog before, and it's that unknowingness that is the worst.
I know.
You're like, is the dog out there struggling?
Are they
yes.
Safe?
Yes.
Yeah.
And at best of the worst, you're hoping someone else has them and is taking care of them. Even if they stole them.
And by 8 months, you've come to terms with whatever the scenario is, you've come to terms
There's
with
just
it.
Nothing else.
Yep. Boom.
How crazy. Good for that cop. Great for the dog. You wonder what happened to it for the last 7.5 months. Yeah, that's awesome.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy. Let's get the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What sound does a witch's car make?
What sound does a witch's car make?
Broom, broom.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. That's good.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm always fascinated by these stories where somebody's getting married and they're taking the pictures, but somebody's doing something in the picture that people don't like.
Okay.
So let me tell you this story. This bride is calling out a pregnant bridesmaid, but not because she's pregnant, because that's sometimes a story.
Right. It happens.
But because in the picture, the bridesmaid who's pregnant is like cradling her baby belly in the picture.
Oh, but I know why she wants to do that. She wants it to be clear that she's pregnant. That's, you hold your belly so that it's like, I'm pregnant. I'm not bloated or this isn't my belly. Like, I have a baby in here.
Let me read you the story. Okay. And that makes sense because I didn't think about that. Right. But again, you're taking attention off the bride.
Because you're like, oh, here's the baby.
It's like, look at me, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, but she wants to be like, look at me, I'm pregnant. This is not normally how my stomach looks.
You're right. I did not think of that.
That does change
That's
it.
Why they do it.
Okay, a woman who was on Reddit, which I'm always on Reddit, said she got married about a month ago, and now one of her bridesmaids isn't speaking to her. Apparently, while taking photographs, the bride had an issue with the bridesmaid, who was 7 months pregnant and decided to cradle her baby bump in every wedding photo. The bride said she didn't have an issue with the bridesmaid being pregnant, even picked a dress with a flowy skirt to accommodate the baby bump.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But says when it came time for photos, she noticed her deliberately holding her belly, so it was really obvious she was pregnant. She said, I asked her to stop holding her hands to show off her belly, but she didn't. Now, when you hear that about the dress, what do you think?
That was thoughtful of her to consider something flowy for her, but this bride, get over it. It's the pictures. You're going to go back and look at them from time to time. And by the way, go back and look at it and be like, oh, wow. If this is one of your best friends and your bridesmaid, you should care about that baby inside her belly too.
Lunchbox.
And be okay with it.
This is pregnant woman trying to steal the thunder.
Oh,
what she's doing is saying, look at how cute my baby bump is, and taking the attention away from the bride. She wants everyone to look at her beautiful 7 month pregnant belly. That is what she's doing.
Okay, I'm going to have to fall on the side of Amy a bit here and go, if you're putting someone pregnant in the picture, allow them to be pregnant in the picture.
Right.
It is weird. It does get a little bit dicey when someone's doing finger puppets on her belly when it's picture time. But if you know she's pregnant and you're putting her in and you're cool with that, you got to let her be cool with it.
Yeah.
It's not like she's flipping the bird.
Calm down.
She's holding her baby belly.
Right.
But I saw that and thought that. But I never thought about your side of it. You convinced me, Amy.
Thank you.
I was going to be on the Lunchbox team, but you convinced me.
You never want to go Lunchbox.
You never want to go full Lunchbox. You're never going to go full Lunchbox. Your weekend good, Amy?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Like, lots of good family time. What about you?
Well, we went to the Kacey Musgraves show.
Yes.
Morgan number two and I did.
Oh my gosh, everybody was posting about that show. And I even had some friends that said they ran into you and you were like so nice. And
I'm always nice. Why are people always surprised when I'm so nice? I'm the nicest person you will ever meet. Because I'm just so happy that anybody cares. But someone will be like, I can't believe Bob Moses is so nice. Guys, I have news for you. I'm so grateful that you want to come up to me and say hello or take a picture.
Yeah.
Unless I'm sick. Or I just feel like I'm annoying people. I'm so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard from multiple people you were so nice. And they were like shocked. But
I know, that's what bothers me. People are shocked.
I'm joking. They weren't too shocked. Just a little bit like, wow, he was so nice.
That's right, I'm so nice.
Was it awesome?
It was good. I liked it. I knew every word of every song, right? And I've even stopped talking about Kacey's or Grammy wins because I don't want to be poser guy now. Because now I just seem like poser guy.
Yeah.
Because I was the most Kacey person ever until everybody became a Kacey person. And now I'm like, yeah, I'm cool, you know, I'll just be cool, chill out. But I knew every word to every song. And I didn't have to stand up until like the last two songs, right, Morgan, too?
Yeah, you didn't.
It's a very slow concert.
Yes.
You go and just sit back and take it in. And the crowd really is looking for a moment to get in. And there really isn't a big one until later on. Like, she'll come in and she does like Follow Your Arrow and everybody sings along. But for me, it was like the perfect concert. I sat back,
chilled.
Took it all in.
Talked with Morgan number two during the show.
Oh, one of my other friends that sat close to y'all, mm-hmm. she was like, hey, I saw Bobby with a girl yeah, at the concert.
That's right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, Morgan number two. And he was like, she was like, well, yeah, I don't, she doesn't listen to the show. She's like, yeah, is he dating her? And I was like, oh, she's a producer on the show. And anyway, so you had people asking that was your date.
I mean, it was our date, but it wasn't like a romantic date.
I know. Well, I didn't know what y'all looked like. All
well, we were holding hands and stuff, but still.
No, we weren't.
Because my friend was asking.
It was a real. I enjoyed it. Morgan number two, your thoughts on the show?
I really liked it. It was slower than I'm used to for country concerts, but it was a nice change of pace. And everyone was singing along. Every song she played, people, like, she would stop singing and the crowd would just finish her songs for her. It was cool. That was a cool environment to be in.
With slow songs, you learn the lyrics, right? Like, fast songs, you just kind of learn the melody and you go,
you bob your head to it.
Yeah, but these songs, you know every word. Well, I do. I mean, if you're a fan. It was an eclectic group, too, man. It was like hipsters. It was like 50% hipsters, 30% country fans, and 20% of people who are like, I should go to a show.
Oh.
It was a cool
That's
crowd.
Kinda cool.
Yeah, it was a cool crowd. So, yeah, we went to dinner first.
Oh, yeah. Where'd y'all go? Did you pick her up or you
No, we just met. I don't even know where Morgan number two lives. And then I felt
that
like
that was
I,
the debate on Friday is whether or not you're going to pick her up.
I felt like I didn't need to know where she lived.
Okay.
You know?
So, how was dinner?
I don't know. You can talk, Morgan number two.
No, it was good. Our dinner was good. We talked about a lot.
We're friends, though.
Yeah.
Like, Morgan number two and I are buddies. So it really wasn't like, I'm going to go hang out with somebody I don't ever talk to, right?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes Bobby doesn't. Well, if you are comfortable, you don't really feel the need to talk.
That's true.
It was like, a good mix of that.
Yeah. I don't feel like I have to talk the whole time with Morgan number two.
Right. I'm just curious.
I don't have much to say, folks. Once I leave, my whole life is saying things. So once I'm done like saying things, I just kind of zip it. We sat at the concert for a while. I didn't say anything for a long time. But that's what you do in your old age when you're comfortable, right? Morgan number two?
Yep. It was a good mix. We had great conversation and there was some where it was just like comfortable and I'd kind of talk and Bobby would be like, didn't want to talk. I'm like, okay, I'll just go back to the concert.
What? Who?
Oh, you know what Morgan number two would do?
What?
She would go. She would say things like, we'd be sitting there because we got there way too early. We got there for the opening act.
Of course.
And there was like, there was like 45 minutes of just sit time. And I try at my concerts to not put that humongous gap in the middle, which they want you to go buy merch and beer, right? When I do comedy shows, I don't want you to buy that much beer because I don't need you yelling at me drunk. So I try to go pretty quick.
Right.
But we would sit there in the pew because we're playing the Ryman, and I'm good just chilling. And Morgan would be like, okay, top 11 concerts ever. Go. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
11?
Well, it was just her.
Oh, you're
she was just doing like party games. Like to keep
well,
us going.
She's trying to fill the time, get to know you.
Fill that silent gap.
Yeah.
Dang, dude, it was that quiet she had to come up with games?
I don't know. Why would you have to come up with games?
No, I was just like, I think the first time you and I had done anything outside of dinner, so I was just trying to make sure I was getting to know you and not like just being awkward sitting there. So I was just trying to make sure I really took up that time to get to know you as best as I could.
I don't really experience awkward. You know, I'm just experiencing life.
Will you create the awkward?
Mate, but it doesn't feel awkward to me.
Right.
I'm just
We true. Have to experience it.
I just sit there in quiet.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I was meeting a lot of listeners, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of people coming up to Bobby.
That's what my friend said. She said it was like a Bobby Bones meet and greet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was that. I don't know about that. Listen, at the club, it got, or was that called a club we went to?
Yeah, it's a club. Jason Aldean's bar. Isn't that where y'all went?
Yeah.
That got a little, that was a lot for a bit. It was, you know, just dancing, but it was a lot of hello to people. But it was good. I thought the concert was good. I thought hanging out with Morgan number two was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was.
Morgan number two, did he buy your dinner?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Of course. Don't insult
just
me.
Just checking. Why don't you giddy up.
She brought out Brooks and Dunn.
Okay.
On the night that we saw her. And
cool.
That was cool. That's the first time we stood up, I think.
Yeah, it was. That was like when the concert kind of got some energy in
What'd
it.
They play?
Neon Moon, because she does that on their remake album.
Okay.
The thing that Morgan number two and I kept debating during the Casey Musgraves concert was, Are those extensions?
We were just obsessed with her hair.
Oh, yeah.
So much hair.
Our hair's
it's just
beautiful.
Us girls talking about sure. things that us girls
hair
talk
stuff.
About. Yes. Yeah. Anything, Morgan, number two, that I haven't addressed that you think we should address about the Casey show and dinner?
Oh, we had a great run-in with a guy outside of dinner. He did some poetry for
oh,
us.
Oh, yeah. It was on my Insta story. Some guy named Cowboy from Arkansas.
Oh.
Was
mm-hmm.
a street poet.
Oh.
And he got us. We were walking. He was like, you want to hear poetry? And I was like, yeah, why not? And so he did some poetry, and I gave him some money and called it a day.
Tipped him for his rhymes.
Yeah, he's actually pretty good. He's like 100, but he's still pretty good.
I know. You put him on Instagram.
Do you see him?
It's on the your stories, yeah.
Oh, you just don't watch my stories.
Yes, I do. Sometimes I'm just behind, and then it expires after 24 hours.
So you don't watch them?
No. I try, and then they're gone.
We'll do, because we went to the club afterwards.
Yeah, I need to hear about the club, because Bobby had a club
till... I'm still
listen.
Tired, by the way. No, Friday night.
He showed up to pick up Stevenson the next day, and I kind of got worried because I hadn't heard from him, but I knew he'd probably be sleeping in because I saw that he was out because I watched your stories till like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, no. I need to make sure he's still good to pick up Stevenson, but I know Bobby's responsible, so obviously he'll be there.
And
but yeah, and you showed up
on time.
I know, but you're like, oh man, stayed out till like 2 a.m. I'm like, who are you right now?
Morgan number two goes hard.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Or maybe she just goes 25. You
yeah,
know?
Oh, she's that's 20. True. That's what happens when you hang out with 25-year-olds.
I'm here for you. Take your shoes off whenever you go into the house, right? And I was never someone who grew up in one of those fancy-pantsy houses that go, take your shoes off. Guess who cares? We had old carpet or maybe no carpet. Sometimes we just had linoleum.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the deal now is that dirt that we track in on our shoes makes up about 60 to 70% of the dust in our home. So you're tracking it in, and it's on the floor, and then it goes everywhere, and then you get sick. Ugh.
I so badly want to be a no-shoe home.
And if, okay, let's say you can't be a no-shoe home. Because, again, I'm not going to be a no-shoe home. Just not how I grew up. Mountain Pine, Arkansas, we don't have no-shoe homes.
But I had friends' houses. They weren't fancy-pantsy, but their parents were no-shoe people. And if you went over their house, you had to take your shoes off. And it was just a normal, like, it wasn't a fancy-pantsy thing. It was like, we just don't want your germs.
Before you go in, click your heels together 5 times.
Oh.
Okay.
Even better even better than wiping your feet. Like, make sure you get a good 5 hits on your feet, because that will kick off most of the dust.
Like Wizard of Oz.
No,
I would
no
say
like
I wouldn't say just easy.
Not
like
just
that.
The heels.
No, I would say just click, hit your feet together.
Right. So to get a good click though, like I have to get down, like sit on my butt and then clank them together.
Listen, you can do whatever you got to
like
do.
A whole thing.
You can lift 1 foot up and just hit the other side of your foot and switch and do the other side.
All right.
But that will stop a lot of the things that make us sick from going into the house.
That
just hitting
sense.
Your shoes together. The more you know. You guys feel good about that?
I love it.
Thanks,
thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome. Like I made that up. You know, it's like, wow, Bobby, thanks for doing the research and bringing that to
click
us.
Click my heels.
Yeah, studying that.
Did you and your husband watch Game of Thrones or no?
No, we decided not to. I mean, it was like a discussion that we had to have. It was like, okay, are we going all in on this? Because I've never seen it. And he wants to get, he's seen it all.
He's seen Game of Thrones?
Yeah, he's watched it. So he would have been going back and watching it with me, but he wanted the recap. He's all for it. But we decided not to, and we watched Creed 2.
Oh, was it good?
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, me too.
You should watch it. And then my husband said...
Is it out to download?
I think we bought it on Amazon, but...
buying it.
I know.
I like to rent it for $2.99, because what do I need to buy a movie for?
I know, I do too, but then we look at it, and we're like, okay...
You're never going to watch it again.
It still was way cheaper than if we went to see it at the theater, and it was two of us watching... It was like a little, like, it was fine. So we watched that, and I thought it was really good. The guy's in it, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah, he's the dad.
Because the only other Rocky movie I've seen is Rocky 4.
You didn't see Creed 1?
No.
You just jumped into Creed 2?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. It's fine.
Even that, you
liked
so it.
So good. Yeah. So, plus, I like Michael B. Jordan, but I liked that I had actually seen Rocky 4 because I could follow with what Creed 2 is about, which is the kids fighting. And my husband said on Saturday he got so pumped up that he did the Creed 2 soundtrack at the gym, and he was like, legit. So there's that. Good music.
Yeah. Well, how many boxing gloves out of 4 do you give it?
I give it 3 boxing gloves out of 4.
I finished up that the 2000s on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
So they do every decade, but I wrapped up the 2000s. And it's those series are so good.
Okay, I'm going to start
that. What are those, like music, politics?
Music, everything from 9/11 happened in 2000, so they do a whole episode on that. They do politics, music, technology.
Oh, that's cool. Culture.
The technology one, that's all the iPhone. It's all the iPod.
Wow.
And all that stuff coming out. It was crazy. They started talking about emojis and how emojis were so dumb back in the day. And I was like, yeah, but now that's how, the only way we talk.
Yeah.
And we even have a song about it.
Exactly.
Called the Emoji Love Song. It's so good. I love those series on CNN. I'll play Emoji Love Song now. This is the new song from The Raging Idiots. You can stream it or download it. We're playing our iHeart Country Festival coming up in May. Yeah. I forget when the actual...
I think it's May.
Okay.
It's May.
May. What is it?
May
4th.
Yes.
And we're playing in Boston on St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. Tickets at RagingIdiots.com. Man, our thoughts with everybody that went to those tornadoes in Alabama. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, that really stinks, too. Here's this story. Local police and first responders have confirmed that 23 people have died.
Oh, my gosh.
And 40 are injured from tornadoes in eastern Alabama. I saw the pictures. It looks like a war zone where the tornadoes hit. And what's kind of sucky now is that there's so much clickbait news all the time that's happening in major areas of our world, especially politics, that stuff like this almost just gets passed by. Because there's so much fighting at our top, that's what gets all the clicks. So you almost don't even know. Like, I was watching the news. This was a blip on the news story, on the news cover.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of this. Crazy.
5 years ago, it had been the biggest story. Yeah. So they're still searching for survivors or people that are...
Yep. I mean, what'd you say, 23?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, that would be a really big story.
When we see something and how you can help, we'll you know, obviously echo that out to you guys. But yeah, that stinks, man. That's awful. The weather is crazy up at the snow is nutty way up in the Northeast. It's cold. Like, it's March 4th. Let's move on.
Yeah, it's
like,
time.
It's, you know.
It's almost spring.
But come on. Like, chirp, chirp, bird. Let's go.
Flowers. Let's go.
Chirps, it's spring.
Woke up this morning, had to go start my car early.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's March.
The groundhog said it's time, so
yeah.
Come on.
So the guy who got trapped in the snow and only ate the Taco Bell fire sauce.
Yeah.
He was trapped in his car for 5 days. You see him?
Yeah. It makes me want to put condiments in my glove box because that's stuff that I won't normally. Here's the thing about putting food in your car. Sometimes you get a little hungry, you eat it, and then there goes your reserve. But you're not going to just snack on hot sauce. So that's easy stuff to kind of keep in your glove box that you're not going to be tempted to eat, but that you can survive on if you need to.
I would probably eat them though early.
Nah.
I would have like some peanuts and go, you know what? There's some mustard in there. Let me go ahead and jump in on this.
Okay. I think that's crazy. And shout out Taco Bell. Hot sauce.
A guy in Oregon was stranded in the snow for 5 days last week. And he 5 days.
Five.
Can you imagine?
No.
And survived by eating Taco Bell fire sauce packets he left in his car. You gotta wonder too if you think you're ever getting out of that.
Yeah.
Or if you're like, come on, get warm. Come on, spring. Melt the snow. He's like us right now. Hey, come on. Move along. The 36-year-old got stuck in deep snow while doing some off-roading. No cell reception. So he curled up in his 4Runner and went to sleep for a while. He woke up. Even more snow had fallen. He couldn't get his SUV out. He tried to hike to a main road, but he had to turn back because the snow was too deep, and he kept getting lost because he didn't know where he was. So he got back in his car, and he had some packets in his glove box and ate them. So the hot sauce saved his life. Well, probably. Saved his life.
Right. He also didn't have a lot of gas, so he would turn on his car like just for a minute, get warm, and then turn it back off.
Someone on a snowmobile found him, too, though.
Oh.
Like someone, you know, puttering through. I did see an Uber driver story where an Uber driver, if you hit the app and a car picks you up, this guy gives you a menu, and on your menu, you can have talking, quiet, therapist. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Therapist.
You can pick rude.
Therapist.
Or creepy.
No.
Yeah, you have all these options.
Creepy.
Like, I would for sure jump in and just hit creepy to see what happens. But isn't that funny?
That's really
like
funny.
He gives you that option there?
It reminds me of that massage I got one time that gave me that option.
Of creepy?
No.
Oh, really?
No, but it said.
I wouldn't pick that option of massage.
No, but there was, you could check, like, talk a lot, no talking, whatever.
Yeah. But not creepy.
No, not creepy. Okay. You're a therapist.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This professor, Nathan Alexander, always tells the students at Morehouse College, hey, let me know if you need anything. So when one of the students, Wayne Hayer, couldn't find childcare for his baby, he's like, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to bring her to class. So Wayne showed up with his daughter, but the teacher was like, all good. So as he taught, he held the baby And when she got fussy, he let him take her out, and then he also kept notes and gave them back to the kid too. Aww. Just did what he could do to help.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The single dad with a baby. That's Love a good it. Story, right? Yeah. That's what it's all about. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
After the show today, check out the Bobbycast. It's a podcast for free to listen wherever you listen to your podcasts. Maybe it's iHeartRadio. Just search Bobbycast. I had Lori McKenna on, and she wrote Humble and Kind.
Always stay humble and kind.
She wrote Girl Crush.
I got a girl crush.
And she was talking about how they get these song lists going, hey, all these people are out making records. You should try to write songs for them. Like, they don't just sit and just write randomly a lot of times. Like, they know who they're kind of writing for.
They send the list. You know, like, these are the people that are looking. These are the producers. This is when they'll cut. And sometimes they'll have more information. But for the most part, I don't even open those emails because I'm not really good at trying to go for an artist, especially if it's someone like George Strait that I've never met. Like, I don't really know how to do it. I have to kind of write from, like, a very self-centered, I guess, part.
And we start talking about George Strait because she wrote the new George Strait song, God and Country Music, her and a couple friends.
Getting that cut and knowing how much everybody loves George Strait, and because we love the song and we love each other, it's like when we heard that voice sing those words, it was like, you know, you can't, you just gotta like thank your lucky stars for something like that to happen.
So check out the new Bobbycast with Lori McKenna. We have another one coming up. I think that Eddie's going to hop in today on, and it's about famous background singers on songs. Like, you had no idea, and all of a sudden, when you listen back to it, you go, oh, I didn't know that it was Amy singing background on the Raging Idiots song, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's going to go up. We're going to do that today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I took Amy's 8-year-old son, and we took a private hip-hop class together. So
God's plan. God's plan.
Picked him up at 1:30 or so. We had a 2:00 lesson. And we go, and it was just me, Amy's 8-year-old son, Stevenson, and the dance teacher. I messed up, though, at the beginning.
Mean?
Well, because I knew you were coming to work, and there was no rush for me to get him back home.
Right.
So I was like, hey, we'll go do a dance class, and then we'll go get ice cream afterward.
Yeah.
We have, well, like 15 minutes to dance class. He was like, are we done? I want ice cream.
Ooh. Oh, you said.
I know.
Rookie mistake.
No, you can't tease the ice cream.
Of course it's a rookie mistake. I'm a rookie.
Oh, you're not a dad. Yeah, right.
But
rookie mistake. Yeah. That when first time you took him out, you let him sit in the front seat. Did he sit in the back or the front?
No, he had to sit in the back.
Okay.
I haven't said that with you guys in the room. And he knew. I haven't said it in front of you guys.
Well, I didn't know if that meant like once you got outside and you're like, hey, kid, I was just saying that in front of your parents. No. You can sit up front.
Because I was in the Jeep.
Don't do that.
I was in the Jeep and I was like, you got to sit in the back. He's like, well, I got to sit in back. I sat back last time. And I was like, your mom yelled at me.
Because it's the law.
Your mom yelled at me.
I'm trying
not,
to
I'm sorry. I'm
getting
mistake.
A ticket.
Yeah, so he sat in the back.
Okay.
And so we went to dance class.
Is that what y'all dance to?
Dance to this?
Yeah. And there's a video up on my Instagram of him and I. You know, we did some front steps and back steps, and we just tried to do 3 little sets where you go steps front, step back, go on the ground, do a little breakdancing thing, and then freeze, right? And so we did it. He tends to start going off doing freestyle stuff by himself.
Yeah.
What we call Stevenson's Choice.
Okay.
And we got to bring him back in sometimes.
Right.
And then there were times where I just kind of set out. But you put me in a bad spot to start this class because I go, and this is a straight hip-hop class, and the guy goes, oh, you're already good at dance, so we can go like to next level.
Well, because I told him you won Dancing with the Stars.
And I was like, no, I know about as much as this kid does. And so we practiced for 50 minutes. It was fun for us. We went and got ice cream. We made sure to eat it all before we got home because your daughter was there and she didn't have any ice cream. So I was like, Steve, you got to eat it all before we get home.
Yeah. She would be super jealous.
Yeah. So, but it was good. It was a lot of fun.
He didn't bring that up. That's funny. He didn't bring it up probably because he didn't want to make Stashira jealous. I had no idea y'all went to get ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
and we talked, I asked him about the day. He never brought it up. But she got to go ride go-karts.
Go-karts.
Yeah. Which, my husband can't take her to do with him because Stevenson's too short. So it was like a win-win.
Yeah, on my Instagram, which is Mr. Bobby Bones, you will see Stevenson and I dancing beside each other. And he is small anyway.
Yeah.
But when he's dancing beside me, he is so little. I mean, I don't know that he goes much over my knees.
I know. He's very little.
And he's 8.
And it's something he thinks about all the time. I think that's why he likes to dress up as Captain America so much.
So it feels bigger?
It makes him feel like he's like a superhero. I could almost get a little emotional thinking about it because I sometimes he's wanting to wear it more and more, and he gets so excited if I say yes. I don't think I ever say no. If he wants to dress up as Captain America, that's fine.
And he dressed up as Captain America when we danced.
Yes. Yeah. And so, I mean, he came down that morning at like 7 a.m. He's like, can I be Captain America today? And I'm like, sure, buddy. So he put it on like right when he woke up, and then he stayed in it all night. And yeah, I mean, I think it helps him feel bigger.
I was very small until 14 or so. Probably this one, first or second smallest kid in my class. And I think there were a lot of reasons why I had to develop personality. Why I had to start being funny or start being loud was because I was so small. Mm-hmm. And I think just being with him, a lot of his outward energy mm-hmm. is to get attention, because you will miss him if you don't, if he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
He just looks like a little, a 5-year-old.
Oh, people think he's 5.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, he's turning 9 in August.
But we had a lot of fun.
I'm so glad.
Did he
Thank
say he
you
had
for
fun?
Doing that. Yeah, he had so much fun. Like, it's great that y'all are having these little bonding moments. I think it's special. And in one video that you posted or that you sent me or something, I realized we may need to work on his endurance, because I don't think
he gave up.
He gave, well, yeah, because I think he was, some of the moves were like, ooh, kind of tired. And he does do push-ups and stuff because he wants to get stronger. So we got to work on that, because I feel like he just was getting tired.
Here's the thing about kids. Why don't they listen more? I'm telling them, hey, come on. And he wouldn't listen sometimes.
Well, did you always listen as a kid?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty much.
I didn't. Man,
we break it down, though. You can see it. It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Man, the girls were loving it on Instagram. I was just reading through some of the comments on your page, and I was like, wow. Bobby taking Stevenson to a hip-hop dance class is like chick magnet.
How do I look dancing?
You looked good.
We told you, dude.
No, not with him. Just like in general, like my general moves.
Oh. You must have looked good to all the girls watching, too.
They just, what kid? Just a kid.
No. I'm pretty sure there were some comments that were like, please, Bobby, give me my baby, like, now.
No, but just because I was dancing with a kid.
They said that?
Yeah. I was like,
so I'm paraphrasing, but now. It was basically like, can he come give me a baby now?
Morgan, what were we going to say? Were you saying something over there?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
I thought she had a comment about
Did you get some, like, bad memories from dancing, like, just being in the studio again?
Oh, yes. Being in a dance class.
Yeah, did you feel like practice again? Like, oh, gosh. Because when you were doing Dance with the Stars, you said, like, it was a lot of intense work.
My partner this time was way worse than me, Stevenson.
Oh.
He was 8, and he's a rookie. So I felt pretty good about the whole thing. Yeah, it was good. It was really good. I hope you had fun.
He did, so thank you for doing that.
And then we went to Sonic and got some ice cream.
Oh, is that? I didn't even know y'all went.
Did you know they put them in cups now and they put it upside down? And then you have to take it out of the cup and eat it right side up.
What?
It was a whole thing.
Oh.
I've never seen that before.
Usually they just bring the ice cream cone on the little cone. But they were like, here's your ice cream. It was in an upside down cup, and you had to like pull it up.
Weird.
I don't know if that's universal.
Ooh, I don't know. I've never seen that, man. But.
Oh my gosh. So no wonder he also didn't bring it up, because they get ice cream one day a weekend. It's either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. They get to choose. And Saturday night we went out to dinner as a family. So same day. And then it was right by Jenny's ice cream. And so we went in and we got ice cream. That's why I was thinking he was being all sweet not to bring it up to Stashira to make her jealous, but he didn't bring it up so that he could get it again.
Another ice cream. Yeah.
And by the way, that's his first time to Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, why aren't they coming? Because you have to push the button.
Yeah. And that's, he probably thought that was really weird to press a button and people talk to you.
I was like, they're going to come. They're going to bring us ice cream. Where are they? I was like, they'll be here in a minute. They're going to bring us ice cream. Where are they now? I'm like, yo, kid.
Oh, welcome to being a parent about 100 questions later.
And then he'd be like, play God's Plan. And I'd be like, Stevenson, I'm driving. I got to get on my, play God's Plan.
God's Plan.
Yeah.
And then like 10 seconds God's on, he'd be like, play Don't Let Me Down. Play Don't Let Me Down. Which is that, don't let me down. That Chainsmokers.
Don't let me down.
And then play Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, the only one I can play, because I would pull up the playlist on, you know, the app, and it would go, the first song was Delicate. And I was like, I don't even know if he knows this. And he'd play, he knew every word. Mm-hmm. To Delicate.
So now you know why parents just throw the phones. They hear, keep it.
Oh, I don't throw my phone.
Stay
on that.
My kid will live in a pile of iPads. Anyway, it was good. It's up. You want to see Amy's son and I dance on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Police say that a drunk driver hit 41 cars in Rhode Island.
Oh my gosh.
Holy crap. They arrested him. He was driving under the influence. He struck more than 40 other vehicles. He was zigzagging his pickup truck when he struck 41 cars. He was hospitalized. No life-threatening injuries. No other injuries. To hit that many cars and nobody else get hurt. I'm going to tell you, one time, I was playing ball. I was probably 16 or so. I think I was playing Legion Bowl baseball. And somebody, and I remember, I played first base, and I remember looking back over my right shoulder, and there was a truck that came barreling into the ballpark and just started crashing into cars. Boom, boom. And was the guy was obviously drunk. Would slam a car back up, slam a car. And one of our coaches, whose name is Coach Nevels, jumped up, jumped the fence, ran over as this guy was like trying to get out with smashing cars, jumped into the side window of this drunk driver, ripped him out of the truck. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
And then,
yeah.
If I remember correctly, pounded him a couple times and then called the cops.
Wow. Because
there were kids everywhere and no one got hit.
You could have hurt a kid, yeah.
These drunken drivers, especially now, let me say this about now. You got a phone. Most people have a smartphone at this point. You're out, you had a few drinks. If you don't hit Uber to come pick you up, back in the day it was still stupid, like don't go out and drink if you don't have someone to drive for you. Now you don't even need someone to drive for you. You got a button you can hit. Hit the Uber button. Pay $7, get taken home. That's the biggest weapon out there is other people's cars. People, you get in the car and you're drunk or you're high or whatever you are and you're texting. I'll put that in there with them. You're texting. That means you're not paying attention. Don't be texting and driving. You'll kill some. Here's the thing about texting and driving. I'll say it again. You're going to regret so much that you did it once you get to an accident because of it. And you're going to go, I just wish I wasn't the idiot. I wish I would have known to tell myself that it wasn't worth getting on my phone. You're going to hit somebody or something. And it's either going to cost somebody a life or you a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go, what was I thinking? Oh, I just should have stayed off my stupid phone.
Right, it wasn't worth it.
Lay it in the seat. Now, do I pick my phone up and look at it at stoplights? Absolutely. Do I get bam, bam sometimes because I'm looking at it and the light turns green? Of course. But 99.9% of the time, I don't look at it if my car's moving. Sometimes, if I'm on an Insta story and I'm like, oh, I don't want to shut it down quite yet, you may see me rolling for just a second, but then I put it back down. But I'm just being all
you
honest
see me
here.
Rolling.
Yeah, you gotta not. You gotta chill. Chill with that. I'm putting them all in the same. Drinking, if you're drunk or you're high or you're texting, those are all the same. That means your attention is not on the road, and that means that car, that multiple ton automobile, can smash into somebody else or something because you're not paying attention. I get off my soapbox now. We can talk about something a little more fun if you want.
Like you going out?
If you would like to, we can do that.
Well, I've been waiting because I don't know how it was at the club.
Well,
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you?
How you think it was?
Type of money, no. Everybody acting like
okay, I saw some of Morgan number two's Instagrams.
And Morgan number two, you can jump in at any time and correct me or have extra things to say. Here's what happened. I did not go out with the intention of going out.
You went out with the intention of going to Casey Musgraves?
Yes. Morgan number two and I go to Casey Musgraves.
Because the sky is fine.
Which is the opposite of the club. You didn't even stand up at a Casey Musgraves show. It's a very slow, very chill show.
You're stuck out.
And we're walking out, and our proximity is that of Jason Aldean's bar, which apparently the top of it is the Dance Club Central. And so Morgan number two goes, you want to go dance? And at first I was like, I don't know. Right? I wasn't fully in.
Yeah, you weren't committing until after the show. You were like, I got to see what mood I'm in. And then I kind of hit you like right as we were leaving. I was like, let's go.
And it was close. And I was like, all right. And it was cold. And I wanted to go stand in line. But we did. We went. We stood in the cold. Stayed in line. Got all the way up. And then we get in the bar. And she's like, what's on the top floor? Then we walk up like 17 flights to get up there.
You're dedicated.
And
at
I'm talking. Yes. And I'm talking about. It was packed. The dance floor was packed. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm 38, folks.
Yeah.
Morgan number two is 25. Now, when I was 25, I'd have been all about it.
Right.
And I had on nice shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What?
I get so that. You don't want to get them dirty?
People were step on them?
Yeah, Amy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was like, so we went. She was like, come on, let's go to the stage. So it's like a floor thing, and then it goes up a level to the stage. And then we go up on the stage.
Peace up, A-Town.
And it took me a second, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, did you bust out a routine?
There was no room for a routine.
Oh.
And you can only do a routine with other people, really.
Right when you hit this, I just picture Bobby being like, okay, it's on. No, it took him probably about 15 minutes to kind of be like, okay, I just got to dance. But it was so crowded when we were walking up. I was like, get ready. Like, you're about to go into a massive crowd of people. Did it feel like, did you ever feel claustrophobic?
No.
Okay.
I actually liked it where it was super crowded. because then nobody was looking at you. That's kind of better for me. Except for the shoes thing, which I just kept thinking about my shoes. I was like, don't step on my shoes. Don't step on my shoes.
Oh, gosh. You're that guy?
I love my shoes.
I know, but... Okay.
And I just didn't wear dancing shoes, you know? And so we go...
Could you imagine if you're on a date with Bobby and you go dancing and then you realize he's, like, freaking out because of his shoes?
Amy...
That might be a no-go.
But I wouldn't have wore those shoes if I knew we were going out. I have not.
You don't sound very good with the flow right now.
I went heavy with the flow.
You really did.
So did you dance with girls?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, a lot of my girlfriends ended up coming and Bobby was hanging out with a bunch of girls.
It was like 1,100 of us.
Oh.
And then it wasn't.
So were you dancing with the girls or were you one of the girls?
I was one of the girls.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
That's funny. Yeah. Morgan number two, was I dancing with the girls or was I one of the girls?
You were dancing with the girls at one point. You did dance with a girl.
Oh, a girl?
Here's the thing. Morgan number two is the greatest wingman, right? So I'd been on a couple dates with this other girl. I told you about her.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't told you guys about her.
Right.
But she was out, and so we were texting, and I was like, hey, we're up at Jason Aldean's bar. You should come over. And so her and a friend came up. And Morgan number two, like a champ wingman, goes up to her friend. I was like, hey, come dance. And just took her off.
Ooh.
And I was like, holy crap. Morgan number two is the greatest wingman ever.
That's how it's done.
Yeah.
Well, so then what did you do to capitalize on that moment?
Nothing. We danced.
Okay.
And then?
We kept dancing.
Like what kind of dancing?
Like bump and grind?
Yeah, like...
We danced to what the music is.
Like
what
butt
was,
to
we
front?
Don't know. A slow song could have come on.
It's not junior high. Neon Moon doesn't come on in the middle of the club.
Oh, I haven't been to the club in a while.
John Michael Montgomery, I Cross My Heart doesn't just start playing.
Oh, okay.
I swear.
Whatever.
Yeah. I swear.
It's Your Love.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they left, or
they did leave.
Okay,
but we all left.
Oh,
we all left at the same time. We all went our separate ways.
2 a.m. Bobby made it to 2 a.m.
I made it to 2 a.m.
What time did the clubs close?
Who knows?
3.
Not early.
3.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't
3?
Over when we left.
No.
That's like when we wake up.
Oh yeah.
People are out till 3.
It hurt me.
Yeah.
Bobby was like texting me like multiple times, and he's like, "I need like 5 naps to deal with this."
Yeah. The next day, I was just a disaster, but it was good. It was good. We had a good time. I don't know that I can do that much. I can't do it like every week.
What if, staying out till 2 you can't, but do you have the itch to like just go back to the club and maybe stay till midnight?
The itch is scratched right now, like totally scratched.
Oh, okay. You're good?
Like, feels good. I'm good right now. Maybe it's just too cold.
It's when it warms up.
Maybe. I'm going to have shoes on and I don't want to have people step on my shoes.
Yeah, you have to have the right shoes for the club.
But yeah, anyway, it was good. We had a good time. I was glad that I went.
It's awesome. I'm proud of you.
That fit in?
Yeah, you did. Did you have fun? I was kind of like watching to see like, is he actually having fun or is he just dealing with this right now?
It took me a second because I felt like, right or wrong, everybody was watching me.
But you even said in your book that don't worry about that. People aren't watching you.
But they were.
He is the dance champion, so they're looking.
People were recording me dancing. They pull out their phones. And there was no shame. They would just put their phone up and record me dancing. And I would be like... Oh.
Is this life post mirror ball? Like you win the mirror ball and then you can't even dance in public anymore.
I don't know if that's the case or not. I don't know.
Well, it's like they watched him on TV do this for so long and now he's doing it live in person.
But again, I don't know if that's the case. Oh. I just felt weird pressure to dance on. Everybody had their phones out like what? And I was like, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, wow. You need to give them what they want.
Yeah.
You need to give them the moves.
I gave it to them hard. Whatever.
Well, that's good. You went out. You danced. You hit the club. You stayed out till 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's a good activity for you every once in a while.
I posted on my Insta story, and people were like, that doesn't seem like your scene, Bobby.
What is your scene?
What's my scene? My bedroom?
Yep.
It's pretty much it.
Alone?
Yeah.
What?
But they don't know. Maybe they don't know you from back in the day. You used to like be the DJ at the club.
Mm. Yeah, now I go to the club
all
the time.
You'd hype people up. I would hear you on the radio. Come on, we're downtown 6th Street.
Only for a bit. Then I stopped doing that. I'd be like, Spiros! We're at Spiros!
No one was buying it.
Come on!
Everyone's like, I don't believe him. He doesn't sound like he's having fun.
And then Lunchbox would do it, and he'd be like, come or down.
Lunchbox would do it. He would get drunk.
Like, I would turn on the radio, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, somebody take the microphone away from Lunchbox right now.
So once I graduated, and I was like, I can't do clubs anymore on the radio. Like, Lunchbox wouldn't do them, and he would go out, and he'd start at 10. And at 10, you'd hear like an echo, because no one would be at the club at 10. But he'd be like, it's packed, 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 packed. It's echoing. But he's totally sober. And then I'll be, if I turn the radio on like 12:30, be like, we're Element Villamona. He was so drunk on the radio.
Yes.
Fifth and Lavaca, let me tell you, that was awesome.
Yes, Fifth and Lavaca.
So many good memories there.
Yeah, so. Oh. Dude, your friends didn't think I was a loser, right?
No, you fit in great. You were having the tea of your L with the rest of us. You were having a great time.
The TML, time of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, did we? Yeah. The DJ even called them out. I was like, yeah, Bobby Bones, keep singing. It was great.
Singing?
DJ called you out?
You were singing?
I don't remember this, but I was drunk.
Yeah, no, right. You weren't. Okay, whatever. Anybody new listening, though. Bobby doesn't drink. But what, did we get all the tea from the night, Morgan number two? Is there any tea to spill?
No.
Oh, I mean, she's keeping it tight. There was tea, and she does not want to say it.
She paused.
She looked at him like, am I allowed to say
it?
Did
you kiss that girl on the dance floor?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I told Morgan number two, I was like, I can't have people like taking pictures. I don't want people taking pictures of me posting a girl up anyway.
Oh.
Because then she'd be all up there.
Okay.
So I was like, so they ended up moving us back to a back part of the place anyway.
So you had a privacy.
It was a whole thing.
Like VIP.
It was great.
I was kind of Bobby's bodyguard for a little bit of time, like making sure girls, there would be like girls trying to come up and dance with them, and he'd kind of look at me and I'd be like, okay, I'll get him to go away.
Was Jason Aldean there?
He was not. It's a crazy town.
Yeah.
It was fun though. I don't know what you want me to say here.
I was asking Morgan number two if that was all the tea.
Okay.
That's yes.
Spill it.
I don't know anything else. All I know is what happened at the club, and we shared everything.
There you go. The end?
Did you put your hands in her back pocket while you danced?
That's right.
No, the girl I was dancing with?
Yeah.
No, her pants were like leather.
Oh
all right. Did you feel that leather?
No, I don't put my hands on places they shouldn't be whenever it's public.
Oh, good call.
Okay, thank you.
Smart.
All right.
What about private?
No, not then. I mean, sometimes, but not then. All right, thank you, the end. I guess John Mayer's been sober for 2 years. He was talking about this on Ellen.
Didn't know this either, that you're 2 years sober.
Yeah.
That's great. Wow.
I don't know if anyone else out there, I just finished. I completed my course in drinking. Thankfully for me, I'm very lucky, it didn't go all that deep. I just went, you know, I think I'm done. It's like Forrest Gump running and he just stops running at some point. I think I'm out. So I punched out.
Wow, good for you. And you did it all by yourself.
By myself. Had a good long talk with myself, but yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That song, have you heard his new song? I guess I just feel like.
Is it the one you played for us?
Probably. Okay, I play it all the time ad nauseam.
Then I've heard it.
Guess I just feel like.
Why is he so good?
He's so good.
I guess I just feel like. I guess I just feel like. Nobody's honest. Nobody's true. Everyone's lying to make it on through. I guess I just feel like. I'm the same way too.
Morgan number two and I were at the Kacey Musgraves concert, and she was like, what are your favorite concerts? And it was basically all John Mayer and Garth Brooks, like every show that I mentioned.
You didn't have a Foo Fighters in there?
Not like top five.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, I've seen them 10 times.
Yeah.
But not top five. But it was like John Mayer, Austin, John Mayer, San Antonio, John Mayer, Minneapolis, Garth Brooks, Little Rock, Garth Brooks, Nashville. Pretty much all my favorite concerts. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
And the weight of my worries is too much to take on.
There you go.
So speaking of you being out with Morgan, though.
Morgan number two?
Yes, Morgan number two. Do you think that, well, I mean, y'all hang out, but do you ever hang out with anybody else in the glass room? I mean.
Do we hang out a little bit?
Yeah.
We have dinner sometimes.
Yeah.
Raymundo and I have hung out a few times.
Yeah.
When do I hang out? I'm never here. Rarely am I here.
I know. I just didn't know
if I hang out with your kids more than I do you anymore.
Oh, well, I know, but we get to hang. I mean, but we have that. It's fine. Like, we've got that. But I just didn't know if it was like a thing. Like, if you hang out with me, I don't think it's going to be a thing.
Okay.
But the girls are all tight, and they're all the same age, and they hang out and do...
What's your point?
Photo shoots together. Which I was like, I saw they did a photo shoot after work today, and I was like, I don't get invited to the photo shoot.
Now we're down to the now we're down to the root of what Amy's
question
is.
I see what she's saying.
No,
she's
getting left out of the girls' photo shoots. I feel I was just curious if Morgan number two or anybody knew if it was like a thing. Like if it was a thing that she goes to dinner and hangs out with you and maybe other people don't.
Is it a thing, Morgan number two?
I don't think so.
Are they jealous?
No, I mean, not that they've said
they definitely shouldn't
to
be. I'm a burden to be around.
You're not a burden.
Yes, I don't have much to say.
Yeah.
But Morgan number two and I, we sit in the glass. We sit in this room together all day.
Right.
So we talk, and we also text a lot at work about work stuff. And then it's like, oh yeah, what's going on? I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hang out with me anyway.
No, I don't think so.
Eddie doesn't want to hang out with me.
That's not true. We've been trying to schedule golf. I think we got a date on the books, June 5th.
I mean, well, that's because it's been cold.
But I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm in town for like 3 weeks. No, I'm not. I leave like three times. But other than that, I'm in town for 3 weeks, which is more than ever. So I'm really going to make an effort.
Right.
To hang
out. Well, there's only so much of you to go around.
Eddie came over to the house yesterday.
Last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lunchbox and I saw that. We were a little irritated.
Amy's like, you did a photo
shoot? Really?
No, Eddie, I'm just making a joke for the...
Yeah. We wrote a really good song
called
Jesus Knows.
It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah.
Well...
Like, we're usually not proud of our songs.
Yeah, we're like...
And it's serious?
Don't worry about what it is, but it's...
What do you think?
Smash hitter. You think Emoji Love Song is good? Which, by the way, one of the most downloaded songs last week. You think that song's good?
Yeah.
Wait till Jesus Knows comes
Jesus
out.
Knows.
Okay. I can't wait. When can I hear it?
Well, we just
can I get a sneak peek?
When we decide.
We just wrote it yesterday. It's going to take a minute.
Well, I mean, sometimes y'all just go a cappella and start singing.
That's true. We do.
That's true. But we're not ready for it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over to Christy in Virginia. Hey, Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Not much. I met you earlier this year in Charlottesville, Virginia, when you came and did your comedy show.
Oh, yeah? Did you laugh?
I did. It was awesome.
Yes.
My aunt and I both met you, and
yes.
you signed some stuff for us.
Did she also laugh?
Awesome. Yes. And I cried when I met you, and you wanted to know why I cried, and I didn't know why I was crying.
I had onions in my pocket. That's why. Yeah. Is there anything that I can do for you while I have you on the phone?
I want to know if Eddie ever paid back the school for the football ticket.
Oh, that's a good question.
Wow.
Because what happened was, a year ago, Eddie took his kids to a football game. They said, cash only. Eddie said, I ain't got any cash. So they said, okay, go on in, but pay us back later. And then we never heard if he paid them back. Or did we?
No, I told you, yeah.
You did?
I waited a whole season when the football season started again. That was this past year. I went and I paid. I paid for the tickets for the game that I went to. Plus the $40 that I owed him.
There you have it, Virginia. Or Christy in Virginia.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was trying to get away from it, but you guys wouldn't let me.
Yeah, Eddie was trying not to, but people like Christy were calling in going, where's that money?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Hope you have a wonderful day today.
Thanks, y'all too. Bye.
All right, bye. There she is, Christy in Virginia. All right, let's go. Amy?
Today is Hip Hop Dance Day for my son.
Oh, he's going to be extra.
I know. I can't wait to watch him after he had a private lesson with you. So
right.
I feel like I'm going to be like that mom that's just like, that's my kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's my kid. Look at his skills.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, are you going again today?
No.
No, today's the other day with all the little kids.
It's all the kids.
Oh, yeah.
I did private.
And he's going to see that girl, you know, that he gets nervous to see. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just usual stuff. What about you?
I have an eye appointment, which are always... emotional for me because I always go in going, maybe they can fix me this time. I've never had right vision in one of my eyes.
Okay.
And and they always go, there's a new technology, and then it can never fix me.
Oh.
It's because it's in my brain. And I do LASIK commercials, full transparency, but only because a lot of my friends have had LASIK. It doesn't work for me because I don't have an eye problem, I have a brain problem. Like, it's into my brain.
Right.
But, like, Amy's dad has had LASIK.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yeah, and his was the actual, eye problem. It worked for him.
So, I have an eye appointment. And I have a whole... Today's, like, a random day. I got, like, a few FaceTimes I have to do with listeners. Not have to, that I need to do with listeners.
Oh, cool. Like they, how did they get to FaceTime with
you? People reach out and ask for advice. I set them up sometimes and like,
oh.
Do you ever see me going, hey, I talked to somebody on FaceTime?
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize exactly what it was, but that's super cool.
Yeah, so I got a couple of those that set up for today. Mostly it's people like trying to get in the music business or trying to get in, and I just spend 5 minutes with
America's
them.
Mentor right here, people.
Ooh. Yeah, kind of.
On FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, Lunchbox, what's up, buddy?
Oh, we got The Bachelor tonight. This is a big night.
What's tonight? Down to
three ladies.
Okay, three. I may dabble in that.
Oh, you gotta dabble.
He doesn't pick one tonight, though, does he?
No. Doesn't pick one tonight, but...
He jumps the fence tonight.
Yes, tonight's the fence jump.
Yeah.
We've been waiting all season for the fence jump. My wife, every week, they never showed the fence jump. They're never gonna show up, but tonight is the night.
You watch Bats already?
No.
I don't either. I don't know if I'll watch tonight.
Might want to jump on board.
I don't know. I don't.
It is entertaining once you sit down and watch it.
You got too many hours at once.
I can watch a movie or read a book in 3 hours. Like, you know how much of a book I can read in that amount of time?
It's probably
like
two books.
Rotting my brain. And there are a lot of brain rot shows. I just choose not that spot.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Go back and listen to the whole show. Search Bobby Bones Show on demand. And we do a little post-show, pre-show, something you don't even get to hear on the radio. Go listen to the podcast. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye, everybody. See you Tuesday. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
The Bobby Bones Show.